The way we work is changing, becoming more mobile, more social, and technology is everywhere. Consumer experiences are outpacing work experiences in both terms of sophistication and simplicity. People are using solutions to fill in the gaps when their IT departments can't or won't deliver. Simple solutions lead to complex and inconsistent workflow for teams, plus increased risk for your company. So you may be wondering, what is Microsoft doing about it? Hi, my name is Scott Moffitt, and I work for Microsoft IT as a solution manager. Like many other organizations, Microsoft is constantly managing emerging technologies, how they impact our workforce, how to control or integrate them into our systems, and providing guidelines for productive and responsible use. By now, few people have not heard of instant messaging, video sites, search, wikis, microblogging, social networking, and cloud storage and sharing. People use these technologies at home to stay in touch with their friends and contacts, to share knowledge and experiences, to discover connections to shared interests through groups, and just to keep folks up to date with what they're doing, wherever they're at. So it's not much of a surprise when people started using these technologies at work, whether using YouTube to share a training video, or a Facebook group to facilitate rich collaboration, or Twitter just to share excitement at a company event. The challenge to companies, including Microsoft, is that these consumer technologies rarely meet the internal requirements for security. Not to mention your content from your company is mixed in with everything else from the consumer site, potentially confusing the message you're trying to get across. Microsoft IT has mapped these consumer experiences using a business lens that provides organization-wide consistency, security, and interoperability. Using these platform services for community discovery and productivity, people at Microsoft know that they have a supported and compliant suite of solutions that has the same experience regardless of the team that they're on or the project that they're working on. They also know that they will be able to find content, community, or experience they're looking for using their intranet search and be confident in its veracity. Microsoft IT has been working to unify these technologies not only from an ecosystem perspective, but at the experience level as well. So now I'm going to take a moment to demonstrate how we are integrating social technology at Microsoft and how we're using a platform approach to do it. What we're looking at now is our corporate communications portal, Microsoft Web or MSW. And we're on the breakfast series that's featuring our Chief Operating Officer, Kevin Turner. As you can see here, we've embedded a video. So in the past, we would have put this video up on MSW servers. There's costs related with that, and it's really only going to show up on MSW. But by taking a platform strategy, we're now able to make this video available for syndication throughout our enterprise. We're also able to attach social features to it, such as like, share, as well as report social, real-time social analytics. I can see here that it's been liked 46 times, and 54 people have shared it in some context inside of Microsoft, and that there's also comments. Which, speaking of which, down here we can see that there's 54 comments and they've been added to this video. Speaking of video, our internal solution for managing the video experience at Microsoft is very similar to YouTube in that it's an index, it's a SharePoint front end in our case with SQL hosting the video. And this allows for anyone in the company to create a video, upload it to the enterprise store, in this case, Academy, and then describe it with tags and make it available for anyone else in the company to view. Because it's a platform approach, as I mentioned earlier, you can syndicate it across business portals, team sites, and personal sites. We're also able to light up social features, such as ratings, and the ability to comment or like the content as well. Because we're also looking at it from an enterprise platform, we're surfacing some of these analytics around what's popular. What are people sharing? What are they liking? And so if something is really hot at the moment, I can go to Academy and find out what it is. Now, taking the video and the social features a step further, on our IT website, IT Web, I can provide a link to a video that provides me some training on how to use one of our products, in this case IE9, side by side with IT information about how I would get support for IT or for IE. And then down below, I can bring in the comment board, which is again the platform level microblogging service that we use. Where this all really comes together is on the personal site. We're looking at the site of my colleague Chris Slemp, and on his wall I can see the same sort of comments from the platform service being surfaced on his website. I can also get a look at any videos that he's uploaded to our platform service. I can get information about how many people have viewed his videos and what the average rating is. So by taking a platform strategy to social enterprise integration, we're able to make this case not only easier for everyone, but also more economical. So remember, the foundation of our solution is platform services. So it doesn't matter which internal portal you are on, whether it's corporate communications or human resources, your IT department website, sales and marketing, legal, you get the picture. The way you upload and share videos, the way that you crowdsource expertise at the company, and the way that you collaborate as a team or with other teams, it's the same. We've also created destination portals for technologies themselves, where people can explore and discover serendipitously, whether it's cruising videos or conversations, or if you're just going down the rabbit hole on a wiki. The cornerstone of this experience at Microsoft is the SharePoint personal site, where all of these things come together. From my personal site, I can at a glance see what's going on in my social graph at work, or search for videos and experts at work using the internet search. We feel that we've made a great start in creating something that delivers on many of the types of experiences that are empowering our people, that they use all of the time, and that they use to work together. Our work is always ongoing, as new technologies emerge every day that change the way we interact with each other. Our job in IT is to empower the people working at Microsoft, to ensure that their work is secure, and also to make sure that the technology doesn't get in their way. I hope that you found the information I presented today useful and exciting. You can learn more about our experiences driving social adoption in the enterprise by visiting the IT Showcase website. I would also recommend that you check out the Enterprise 2.0 conference held every year in Santa Clara and Boston. It's very informative. Thank you for joining me today. It's been a pleasure talking with you. See you next time.